Blue Apron, take back dinner.
Hi, everybody. This is the Liars Club, and I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
What we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth and one is a lie. And then we try to figure out with our trusty little army of live stream viewers which one is the lie. Right, Jessica?
Right. And we're doing it holiday season style today, baby.
Yeah. Christmas. Merry Christmas. I am trapped in white trash hell with these two and their Christmas antics. Welcome
we're
to
in
me.
The spirit, man.
Guys are in some kind. I feel like I'm in fucking Kansas right now. All right. So will you please introduce our wonderful guests,
yes,
Jessica?
I would love to. This lovely lady over here, she travels all over the country doing stand-up. I just ran into her at Big Pine Comedy Festival this year. She works for Big Pharma. She's also host of the podcast True Scary Stories with Edie. This is Edie Gibson.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Edie Gibson.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for being here. And over here, this gentleman, you've seen him on Last Comic Standing, HBO, Comedy Central, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. He also is co-host of the True Scary Stories podcast with Edie. And this is Nick Guerrera.
Yay!
That is a huge sign of respect that Jessica try to memorize how to say your name correctly.
Thank you.
You have no idea what a huge
I hear it all
is.
The time.
Yeah.
I think I just need to upload a video to YouTube that just says it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you know what is so funny is that we met you guys at the Portland Comedy Festival. Jessica here was putting on the calendar what day you guys were going to come in, and you know how she put it down as? Edie Gibson and her boyfriend.
I was going to ask if this was the first boyfriend-girlfriend team that we've had on.
Edie's going to go ham.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
She's already got banned off Twitter. You better watch out.
It's only because everyone kind of assumed that, but you guys are just friends. And so that was a little joke that Jessica put for me. Yeah. That was funny.
You know, you never know. Her. You never know, you know, life, just enjoy it. Yeah. That's what I say, you know.
You guys actually do look like you could be related, though.
Me and my girlfriend hear that all the time.
You and your girlfriend look alike for sure. Yeah.
When we both had long hair, we did that little face swap app. And it was fine.
No one noticed. That's hilarious.
You guys watching the live stream right now will notice that we did not tag Edie in the tweet because Twitter wouldn't allow it. I don't know if we want to get into that. But
Jessica messaged me this morning. She was like, "What's your Twitter?" I was like, "I'm not allowed to have Twitter. I'm banned from Twitter because I tweeted out that if something got to over 2,000 replies, I would kill my brother on Christmas." And they sent me... They sent me an email that was like saying it was a terrorist threat, and they were like, "We don't have any terrorists on Twitter. So you can never have Twitter again."
So did they let you? Like, did it get a lot of likes?
It was getting a lot.
And
yeah,
they were like, "Oh shit!"
I like, better pull this. Like,
wow,
it was like almost at 2,000. They were like, you know. If it was like at 9, they'd been like, "Oh, she'll never make it."
Yeah. Was it, how many brothers do you have?
I have 3. So
they don't even know what brother. Yeah.
I have extra. I just was like, yeah, let me do this for clout. And then, you know,
what's one?
My least favorite brother.
Well, welcome to the show, the both of you. And we would like to say for you guys that are listening out in podcast land or Spotify that we do stream live here at the YouTube at the Comedy Store Mondays at 4:30-ish and most Fridays at 7:30-ish.
8:30.
Oh, sorry. 8:30-ish. Oh, yeah. My apologies.
Remember, we're being more professional.
We're trying to be more professional. That was my note to everybody. And then I'm the one that screws up. But I would like to tell you that this podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron. If you ever decided to just try a food delivery service, why not give Blue Apron a shot? If you go through the whole Blue Apron process, we know it's 44 of you out there that went and looked and but didn't pull the trigger. I don't know how they can tell off our podcast how that happens.
Did they click the link?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the link to that. But if you go through the whole process after the holidays and you're like, you know what, I cooked my ass off after the holidays, why don't I just in January try a food delivery service, cut my runs to the grocery store in half, go to Blue Apron, and when you get to the code box, just put in Liars and you'll get 30% off.
That's code Liars. Take back dinner.
Okay, that's
back
just...
to you, Felicia.
Okay.
Well, that was professional.
That
I am
was
proud
professional.
Of y'all. Wow.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway. So we're going to start the stories.
When are we doing the thing at the
oh,
end?
Oh, no, we should do that now.
Yeah, I did tweet that we were going to do the Yankee Swap or White Elephant Gift Exchange, whatever you want to call it, right off the bat. So
okay,
is everybody familiar
it.
With the Yankee Swap, what that entails?
And basically? By the way, this is who's talking is Austin Walker. He is one of our on-air producers, and I would like to get a shout-out over there in the booth at a switching cameras. And if you hear a voice and no face, but mostly you'll see his face, Mr. Michael Evans.
Hi.
And his sweet
Happy
ginger
holidays,
beard.
Everybody.
You mean
and
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
holidays.
Damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy holidays.
Whatever you like it to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Go Gators.
Go Gators. We had Gator Christmas lights here behind me, but the
but
lights
they blew it.
I did a prayer and they blew.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess for those of you listening, we have the podcast studio decorated like a Christmas winter wonderland in here right
yes.
now. I mean,
it
it's beautiful.
Is yes. coyote.
Ken
too. Lofgren, I fucking love it.
Ken Lofgren's yeah. already jealous of our fireplace back there and wishing he kind of had something similar going on.
Yeah.
So for Yankee Swap, what we do is I have numbers. Here, drawn out in this little picture, found
somewhere.
You
guys, you didn't know you were getting gifts.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. Merry Christmas!
Yeah. I'm expecting a lot. So
you're gonna get a lot, sister.
Yeah, I will lower your expectations slightly. Yeah. But
there's no free get back on Twitter fucking number present.
What were we supposed to spend? What did you guys spend?
I'm not gonna talk about it, but let's
well,
pick it up.
Well, I put it to this way to Michael. I said that this was a no limits gift exchange, and that you could spend nothing or you could spend everything.
I will
whatever
say there is a significant price difference between one of my gifts and the other, but that does not mean it's better.
That's like something your fucking mom would tell you like 2 weeks before Christmas.
That is. Yeah, that's some fucking confusing shit.
I've had that conversation with my mother.
Everybody here will draw a number, right? And then you get the corresponding gift. And then we'll start with number one. And if you like your gift, just not by opening it, just by judging the outside, the feel of it, you'll either decide I want to keep it or I want to trade for one in the pile, or you can steal somebody else's gift.
Oh.
So does that pretty much make sense?
But let's be careful. You can only stand up real quick to look at the pile, because if you look too much, you'll see what it is, and then that's unfair.
Well, that is also true. So, maybe just feel the outside.
Oh, my God. Austin agreed with me on the first time.
Oh my God.
Somebody write that down
now. I'm dizzy. Okay.
Should Michael be in here for this?
Yeah, come on in, Michael.
Michael, can you come in and come behind Nick and kind of like maybe crouch your little beard over there behind the fireplace?
Yeah, but if you fuck up my fireplace, dude.
Yeah, what's with all the threats, you know?
We love you.
Merry Christmas threats. Merry Christmas. Well, let's hustle this up.
All right.
All right. So you go first, Austin.
All right.
Don't look.
Oh. All right. So I am. Do I do my number now?
No, just hold on.
Okay. And Jessica's doing her number, and Nick is going to grab his number
I just
now.
Get whatever one you guys didn't want.
No, there's one. Michael last.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Michael get that.
We'll get Michael last. Yeah. And then we will. So
come over here so we can see her.
All right. And then we have two
beautiful oiled beard.
We have two extra because we'll have two gifts in the pile so that if you don't like whatever gift you have and you don't want to steal from somebody, you can exchange for what's
it's
in the pile.
Like White Elephant, right?
White Elephant, Yankee Swap. Okay. I don't know which one's which, and I didn't know.
That extra
racist,
layer
so.
Of rules is fucking me up, but we're going to go with this. Okay. So let's start with Edie. Edie, what number do you have?
I have number V.
I think that's seven, probably.
Is this like a Roman numeral?
Sorry. So this is Michael Evans' gift.
There you go.
Do you want this gift or you want to swap it out? Don't look too hard.
Let me see Jessica's face. Yeah, I want that one.
Okay.
You want this one. Okay, don't look in the top of it. Just kind of hold it closed because... Okay.
All right, Nick, what number do you have?
The person that brought that did not.
I got an Egyptian eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
An artist, damn it.
Wow.
All right.
Whoa.
So do you like this?
Oh, I like it.
Little red bag.
All right,
I like the bag.
Okay. Michael, what do you got there, buddy?
Number three for Mike. It's over here somewhere. Give me just a second.
Oh, man. This one's heavy. Oh.
That's probably Felicia's.
So, Michael, you want to keep it? You want to exchange? You want to steal? It's a little heavy.
I think I want.
You take that one. Michael's going to take the heavy package, really well wrapped, not loose at all. And then, Jessica, your number is?
Number two.
All right.
I like that.
You got number two. You got this fancy long white bag that you shouldn't look in.
I don't want it.
Okay.
You don't want it. So you want an exchange gift.
Well, just fuck you, Jessica. Not that I brought it, but.
Here's an exchange gift.
I want it.
Here you go.
Oh.
Have that.
All right, what about if I pull my own gift?
Then we have to go back.
Six.
You're good. That's not, I don't think that's yours. Dinosaur bag, you want to keep it?
That's cute.
I mean, that's adorable.
Can I trade for my own gift?
No, you cannot trade for your own gift. Of course not. That would not be a fair Yankee swap if you do that.
Then there's nothing else left, right?
And then I have mine. I think I am number one.
Oh, you suck.
Oh, so I guess I'll take one of Felicia's gifts. Shoot, I hate how that works. All right, so
that's
now
number
I guess.
Two. That's number two.
Well, she has number one because she gifts swap.
Wait, there's no. Okay. I don't think there's anything in here.
All right. Okay. Well,
that's how we treat people who get kicked off Twitter.
So which way do we want to go? We're going to start this way or with Edie?
Let's start it with Edie.
It doesn't look like there's nothing in there.
All right. Open it up, Edie. Let us know what you got.
Okay.
Here we go. In the Hugo Seller bag.
It's a prescription. I hope it's for Adderall.
Damn it. Why didn't I...
There's Adderall in there. I swear to God, there's Adderall.
No
is
way.
Is there really an Adderall?
There's 2 grams a week.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Michael Evans.
Great. That's
Michael
the
Evans.
Perfect,
the perfect Christmas gift. So this
yeah.
I love Adderall.
There's a 20 milligram Adderall in there. I know. It's fantastic.
There
and
you
I have great taste.
I want to swap
wait,
with Edie
no,
now.
No,
you can't steal after. I don't think you can steal after it's been unwrapped. Okay. I think you have to steal pre-wrap.
Oh, man.
So, like, now while we're on Nick, if Nick decides he wants to steal one of these other gifts.
Who wrapped this?
We can't. I don't think we should say. I think we should guess. I accidentally revealed Michael's, so I think from now on we should just guess who brought what gift.
Okay.
Can Nick choose to swap out?
Nick will be. You want to steal? Or you want to go with
know.
That?
I'm trying to figure this out.
Oh, right. We can steal. I can steal from.
But not until your turn.
Is there a possibility?
No, because she's already unwrapped.
More
she's already unwrapped.
I already took the Adderall.
That's how quick she was. What do you want to do?
Hold on, let me see.
Trade it or you want to trade it?
Where there's other ones?
Yeah. Here.
Oh yes, there is one more bag. It's a long white bag.
A long white bag.
Yes.
It might be wine.
This one.
I'm guessing wine.
Well,
okay,
maybe. Who knows?
You know what? I'll trade for the long white
for
bag.
For the long white bag.
Yeah.
You made a good trade.
He's going to trade.
Although I don't know what's in the red bag.
All right. We'll save the red bag in case somebody else wants to swap you theirs up. Michael Evans, you're up next. What do we want to do with that gift of yours? Can somebody hand Michael the mic? So you can steal from one of these unwrapped gifts that we have.
Okay.
Or you can keep your unwrapped gift.
Nick's wow. got to open his, though.
Who got the dinosaur
Oh, you didn't
bag?
Open yours yet.
No.
Oh, I thought you said what it was.
No.
Oh, open yours, though. Nick. I'm sorry.
This is a
it?
Shit
It doesn't matter,
show.
Huh?
Oh, I knew it.
What is it?
Free to be.
Free to be. All right.
Felicia
brought that mean?
It's yes, feminist
that.
Wine.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
I was like,
nice. That's right up your
just
anal.
Just
because
you say
dude.
It more doesn't mean
right up your anal.
Yeah, baby.
Free to be. Free to be.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are going to have a really fun Christmas. Adderall, weed, and wine.
Yeah, man. This is a great night coming together.
Yeah.
Like
Michael
this.
Evans.
So what should I do? Do you think I should take that dinosaur bag or open this bitch?
You are a dinosaur bag type of guy.
There's also a red bag down there.
There is also a red bag.
Let me see that red bag.
I want it back.
Oh, give me that red bag, I think.
The red bag?
Yeah.
Over the dino. Okay.
Am I crazy right. for...
I don't know. You always struck me as a dino bag.
I like the dino bag, but I feel like it's meant to
Oh, what did I give up? What did I give up?
All right, let's see what's in the red bag that Nick
This literally says unlawful to redistribute.
Well, let's not read that out loud. The gifts given at this White Elephant Party do not reflect the views of the Comedy Store.
What'd you get?
Oh, man! Oh!
What's Night Sight?
Night Sight goggles and
egglets. And what is it?
Oh, my God.
Egglets. Egglets.
That is
it's
incredible.
Night Sight, as seen on TV.
That's so cool.
Nighttime eyewear and egglets. You can crack, boil, or pop perfectly hard-boiled eggs every time.
That. Dude.
Perfectly hard-boiled
You're
eggs.
Welcome,
can
say?
I try them on now?
For sure, man. You can wear them
thanks,
if you like.
Man.
I kind of wish I had stolen.
I'm that kid at Christmas. Can I try your?
Oh. Hey, is that perfectly hard boiled eggs or perfectly soft boiled eggs? What does it say?
Hard boiled
eggs. You know how you make hard boiled eggs? You just turn them on and you don't fucking turn them off for a long time.
Yeah,
that's
10
hilarious.
Minutes.
That's hilarious.
These are funky cups. You can make popsicles out of them, too.
Okay,
egg popsicles.
Okay. Michael Evans, very happy with his gift. So, Jessica Wellington, you
Jessica
are
Jessica Wellington.
Up. You have several gifts from which you could steal, or you can keep the one that you have. So, would you like to steal or keep? I have no idea if we're even playing
this
right.
I don't want that one.
Right. I bought it. Well, that's you can't have that one. So,
It's only that one.
This
gonna,
one or this one?
That one's wine too.
I'm gonna keep this one. I'm gonna keep it.
All right, Jessica Wellington is keeping the green, very well packaged gift.
Oh, I like it a lot.
from who knows where.
You look like
what
Guy
do we
Fieri
have here?
What
is it's it? An official.
Oh, I got my own finger book. Yay.
Now you guys.
Oh, you can put in what you did last night in there. The Christmas party.
Comedy Store Christmas party.
Wait, what is it?
What is a finger book? So Jessica Wellington just admitted a few weeks, maybe months ago on the podcast, to keeping a finger book throughout her middle school and high school years to document the name
fingered me.
The men of the
Really?
Fingered,
yeah.
So. So congratulations, Jessica Wellington, but I believe that gift has more stuff in it.
Are their names already in there?
Not yet.
Yeah, so it's a completely new slate for 2020.
Fresh slate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
fresh
good.
Slate.
And
oh,
so
that's
that
cute.
There's a little purse there with some extra feminine items.
What
here,
the
word?
Those are all courtesy of the church that I live in. I found those in a closet somewhere. So you are welcome. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you by First Southern Baptist Noel.
Is there a bond
Felicia
in there?
Michaels. Oh, there's also some face wash. Look at you.
Whoa.
Body butter.
Whoa. You're going to have
Felicia Michaels received a bone.
For my vagina.
She's dying for that. How appropriate.
Oh, two bones for my vagina.
Oh,
my
they're
God.
Fossils.
Oh, they're just like my vagina. Oh,
no.
Another thing for all dogs.
Man, your vagina's hungry.
My vagina needs to chew.
Yeah,
stuff.
I'm sorry, but I didn't know you would get it, but at least you have a dog.
Yeah,
you
a
know
dog,
what?
Yeah.
This is excellent. Thank you very much. You just all presents.
She's mad.
No, I'm totally
she
not
has
mad.
A dog. She has
a dog. I'm like, thank you. You just saved me money. Okay, awesome.
And so the only two guests left are the ones you brought, Felicia. So this is for me. I guess a bottle of
whistle
pig.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a good time and see.
I
want to get there.
I think you should open it right now. We should
what's
take a sip.
Here,
yeah,
open it up.
Yeah,
it's a,
then,
is it a bourbon?
Yes, it's bourbon. Really nice bourbon. You guys want some nice bourbon?
What is this? Just
yeah, I would love
Coke
to try.
You found this at your church?
I did find it at the church. You can do it. Use whatever you want it for.
Whoa!
So I have one more gift. Should we maybe give it to Todd Walker because we just have an extra gift and he always helps us out? Todd, come in here and get behind Nick. We got a gift for you.
Todd, we got a gift for you.
Let him drink out of this too. He'll take a chug out of this.
I will admit that I'd also brought this gift because I wasn't sure if we'd have enough. Todd, just go right there behind Nick and we've got a very special presentation of a gift for you. It was not put much thought into.
And that was supposed to be yours.
This was supposed to be Michael Evans' gift.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
see what Michael Evans
I
missed
just
out
say,
on.
I just want to say, it's shocking how you are so in control of this fucking Yankee Swap, whatever this is called.
Somebody's got to wear the
pants
in this
family.
And
I love it. It's a surprise. I love
screwed
it.
Screwed in tight, dude. You're screwed in.
I know.
What do you have there, Todd Walker?
It's a Holy Bible.
Oh! You stole a Bible from your church?
Let's not forget the reason for the season, people. Also comes with a toboggan and probably about 100 bottles of Travel Colgate toothpaste straight from the clothes closet.
Wow.
You're welcome.
That's like the Kroger version of the Bible.
It's so appropriate that the Satanist in the room would get the Holy Bible.
That's funny. The Kroger's version of the Bible.
Oh, thank you so much.
Did it look like it was like Ralph's one?
Here, take a shot before you go.
It's a simple truth Bible.
There you go.
Dude, made with real ingredients.
Yeah, do it. Fuck it.
Yeah, right out of the bottle. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. That's
Merry
been
Christmas.
Merry
yes.
Christmas.
That was kind of a first-time thing for us. We've never done, you know, kind
Todd's
of a
drinking.
Off-the-wall game or whatever. So
no, we haven't.
Went swimmingly.
Yes. All right. Now that
you
I should
that.
Do some drinking.
Yeah, come over here.
Yeah, come
here
on in, Mike.
Come over here.
How do I do this?
I mean, should we all get together? Should we all get together and sing a Christmas carol?
Okay.
How do I do this?
Just chug it. Okay. Don't look at you. How do I drink out of this?
There you go. Chuck.
Yeah, because I don't want him to throw up.
I know, right?
I don't want him to throw
up. That is really good.
I've drank a lot of bourbon out of the bottle. And if it hits your throat the wrong way.
Where are you from?
Sacramento.
Oh, you don't
nothing
drink
on
bourbon
that,
like a chick from Sacramento.
Right up.
Actually, bourbon is
Michael,
one of my favorite things to drink.
Right. Oh, see, you could have almost got that.
Yeah. Michael's going to come
Michael
in.
Michael Evans is going to come in. Jessica, you're going to take a sip.
I was almost hoping this was tequila. I was
really?
Like, oh, I'm going to hope it's tequila.
No, thank you.
Why?
Because
it'll remind me of my dad.
A reminder of last night.
Yeah, tastes like dad's bread.
Yeah, you hung over this morning, Jessica. Yes.
I don't know exactly.
I'm not
so that
so
we the Comedy Store Christmas party was last night. Michael Evans was asking what happens as he took a shot last night at the Comedy Store Christmas party because it was just Jessica and I there. Felicia didn't make it. Michael was working. So apparently, I was having a good time. We sang karaoke. We kind of butchered Islands in the Stream, and
it
then
was
all
great.
Of a sudden, Jessica went missing for probably 3 to 4 hours. I don't know. It was 2:30 before I found her again in the morning. So
wow.
I don't know where she went, who she went
with. I was
having
a good time and dancing and stuff. I didn't do anything naughty here.
Yeah.
Gross.
So, all right.
So
here.
So in the finger book, are you allowed to put, like, is there a page where it's like wish list of who I get want to get fingered?
I get, yeah, you could. I mean, oh. you could use your imagination.
Yeah. What's your on your top of your wish list to get fingered by?
To get fingered by?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, it had to be somebody with some gentle fingers. Yeah, because I see some guys' fingers and they're like, yeah, I'm a man, you know, I don't want that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't handle
mechanic hands?
Yeah, I can't handle a mechanic.
Yeah. All greasy.
Yeah, little ferret fingers.
I love the smell of
ferret
grease.
Fingers.
Yeah. I want ferret fingers.
No, ferret. Ferret fingers.
Oh, yeah. What are ferret fingers?
A little like
from the ferret?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The finger of a ferret.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be nice.
All right. Thank you guys for listening this far, and I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday. We just want to say a special thank you to everyone that always tunes in live and watches us stream live. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate all our listeners, those that are in Sweden, Cal Higgins, is that right?
New Zealand.
Wiggums.
All our Kiwis down in
New Zealand,
in every Friday night.
Like all over Europe. Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate, of course, our hometown
team. Of course, Leah down in Polk County, Ken Lofgren up in Washington.
Yeah.
We got them all over the map.
We want to say thank you guys for always tuning in. And
it sounded like you were ending the podcast.
No.
And that's it.
Thank you guys. Easy. Just come get gifts and leave. All right.
All right. So
you guys kind of did get the best gifts of the Yankees. So.
I'm ready to work right now.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I did it.
I'm ready to do this.
Okay.
I am too. This is getting a little too much for me.
Oh my God. You're the one that made us fucking do it. All right.
So Jesus Christ.
Are you fucking serious? You're the one that made us do it.
I know. It's just a lot of talking.
All right. Go ahead, Nick.
Start
your story. Yeah.
Do I tell both?
No, you're going to tell a story, and then we're going to go to Edie, and then you're going to tell a story, and then Edie, and then we'll play along. We'll ask questions.
There has to be a truth and a lie, right?
Yeah.
But it has to have to be in one story.
Remember
two separate stories, right?
Two separate stories.
Yeah. I have a little problem with reading comprehension.
Try that Adderall. That's dope.
Yes. There you go. Then you got the perfect gift.
Go ahead, Nick.
All right. So this story. This memory popped up in my head because I've been reading about Greta Thunberg, you know.
Who's that?
Climate change 16-year-old that
the
Trump
little
hates.
Girl that Trump hates.
Yeah, Trump's going after this little 16-year-old girl.
He went with topics there, Jessica.
I know. When they say it like that, I know what it is.
Yeah,
it's the girl that cried.
Yeah. So I too have a story of an old white man bothering me. All right. So I was in for the longest time. I've been. I learned how to play trombone in third grade. Like, it was one of the instruments, right?
Is that trombone code?
No, trombone. Okay. Literal trombone.
Right?
Because they only had like two instruments in third grade, and it was drums and trombone, and they gave me trombone, right? I'm a tiny man, so I could never really hit the low notes.
Uh-huh.
Then I did it again like in sixth grade, where it was just kind of like, choose an instrument, so I chose it. So from sixth grade to high school, I was a trombonist, right? Not a really good one. I was a tromboner. You know what I'm saying? What are you gonna say?
I was gonna say that I would have never thought that would be a sentence that would have came out of.
A transboner.
I'm a transboner, right? So I'm a trombonist. I even played it with I had braces on. I would even play with that.
See, I already am calling bullshit because in the third grade you play recorder. You don't get real instruments.
I went to a Catholic school.
And they only had drums and trombone?
Drums and trombone and a triangle. I think those are the choices.
What kind of band were you playing in?
It was just like little kids playing. I mean, I was terrible.
Yeah, it must have sounded awful.
Yeah, my parents told me that I was terrible, right?
So was it a private school?
Well, the Catholic school was, but then we couldn't afford it, so we had to go back to public school, right? So I was playing trombone from like 6 to high school, public school, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was still always bad. Like, I was asked not to be in competitions. I could go on the trips, but I was asked not to be in, which I was fine with. I loved taking the vacation. You know what I'm saying? All right. And somehow, in my senior year of high school, I was supposed to be in calculus, right? And this screwed up the school schedule to where I had to get automatically advanced to the best band in high school. So it was like, they have tiers. They have the JV, the varsity. Uh-huh. I was picked up to the varsity band, which the band director, this old man, hated that I was in it because I was no good,
mm-hmm.
right? And he kept asking me not to be in competition. So finally, in the middle of my senior year, I said I was going to quit band. So I did. But I had already gotten my Letterman jacket for band, mm-hmm. right? And he demanded to get that Letterman jacket back. This old man.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So he was like, you need to give it back. You can't, you don't earn, you didn't deserve it, this and that. And I was like, I went through 4 years of pain. I get to keep this, right?
Uh-huh.
He told the high school that they had to put a hold on my diploma because if I don't pay for the jacket, then I can't graduate. So it became a big thing where my parents had to come in and tell this old man to stop bullying me and let me just keep the jacket, take it as a loss. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So I got to keep the jacket. I was all proud. I was walking everywhere with it, uh-huh. right? Then 4 years later, after I had left college and tried to get back into a community college, you had to get your transcripts.
Uh-huh.
So I went down to where my high school was, and they said I couldn't get my transcripts because there was a hold. And I was like, what do you mean there's a hold? Well, you owe $200, and it was because of the Letterman jacket. So I was not able to...
What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 2000.
And that thing was $200.
Yeah,
that's why they kept amping it up. Like he's like, you know, I'm fucking doubling down. Yeah. So it was just a thing where I ended up not going to college anyway, so whatever. But I almost was not able to apply for college because of this guy's grudge that I had
Keep it, I would have thought you would have had to pay for it. I remember in school, like you had to pay for it, even though you got on a team, whatever, you still had to pay for the uniform.
Well, they would give it to us for free.
Why?
Just because we were on the thing. They're like, here you go. Here's your kid.
See, I've never heard of that because I paid for a Letterman jacket before I ever was on varsity. I just figured I'd
play
football.
They give it a letter for free.
If we get
you,
don't give it up till the end. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they gave it was a reward, you know, for being so dope. I was Banbo.
Banbo?
Yeah. What's that
mean? I feel like this is true because there are too many dorky
Banbo.
Details.
What does that mean?
That I was picked as the guy in band. I was like their Banbo.
Who's
like
the bow.
Not the prom He's king, the Banbo. Because we were never going to win prom king, so I was Banbo.
Yeah, but if you're somebody's beau, that means you're like their husband or wife.
Boyfriend.
Or...
Well, I guess.
Where's that
guess
mean
I was
that?
It.
Bo, that's like a
that's
southern saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a southern saying.
Get you a bow. My bad. Yeah, that's my
Where
bad.
Where you from? Everybody. Where you from?
Texas.
Oh,
so South Texas.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Checks
yeah.
out.
We're out in South Texas.
Oh, and the other thing, that guy that demanded my Letterman jacket uh-huh. retired the next year. It didn't even matter that. I was like, man, you caused all this problem right before you were leaving. Anyway, what were you saying?
Where in Texas are you from?
McAllen, South Texas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, McAllen.
You know McAllen?
I was in McAllen once. I used to have a comedy club there. I don't know if they have it anymore, but...
No, it closed
down. It was back
down.
In the day, yeah.
Yeah.
And the middle act was a black guy, totally smooth guy, totally great guy. And he went up to the club owner and he said, hey, where's the black part of town? And the club owner says, anywhere where you're standing.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, this is some deep shit right here.
Well, you know, you're right next to the border.
You are right next to the border.
It's like 95% Mexican.
Yeah. Wasn't there a movie that they made and it was about the border town of McAllen and where there was like this, it was a Coen Brothers movie where...
No Country for Old Men?
No Country for Old Men.
Was that, I didn't watch it.
It was based on a southern town. I don't know if it's McAllen, but...
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
We would have went nuts for that.
Well, that's a great first story. Let's move on to Edie's story, unless you have something you want to add there.
No.
Well, I already think it's bullshit, because if you play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
there you go. Kenny Lofgren chimed in.
There's no fucking fiddle in the band
that's
in Texas.
It's a huge country song. Huge hit
is it?
For Alabama.
You got to play in Texas.
Isn't it by Alabama?
Got to have a fiddle in the band. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Alabama. Best All Christmas right. song in the world, also by Alabama, Christmas and Dixie. Look it up. Ken Lofgren checking in. What's that?
Big country music fans.
Well, yeah, we're from the South. Yeah, we're big country
I'm stuck
music
in the middle of them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, then maybe I'll change my story.
Yo, the Sirius XM Garth channel, an entire road trip from here to Seattle and back.
Fire.
Yeah, Jess and I, dude. Garth on the entire fucking time.
I flew back to Florida for a Garth Brooks concert in April.
We listen to the podcast, too.
I've flown away to go away from Garth.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Ken Lofgren was chiming in, and he had the same idea that we did, that in his high school it worked the same way, where you pay for the Letterman jacket. Doesn't matter what you play, who you are, whatever, you pay for that, and like Edie said, you get the letter for free. Because I paid for a jacket because I played football my freshman year, and I thought I would play all through high school, and I was like, that's way too much physical exertion for me. And I never got my letter. I've got a Letterman
those
jacket.
Band outfits are expensive. The school's not paying for those.
Nah. Yeah.
Austin, you want to run the podcast today?
Sure. Sorry, Michael slipped me one of those Adderalls. And...
I know, you're like fucking, I'm like, you want to just do the podcast?
I knew there was a lot of talking going on.
I know.
Okay, here, just take this home with you, and I'll see you all on the 11th when I get back.
Just hand me that bottle and Edie, your turn. Mm-hmm. I'm serious about the bottle. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, I kind of want another shot myself.
All right, pass it around.
Okay. So this happened, man, this one must have happened 10 years ago. So I was on Paramount.
Lie.
Yeah, it must have been 10 years ago, if memory serves. So I was at Paramount Studios, and I was dressed as a cheerleader doing work on a TV show. And I don't know, a lot of you guys know I have some problems with my bowels. And so I was working on a TV show called Glee. And I'm on the
Glee.
Show. Yeah. And I'm on the show as a cheerleader. I had been for a couple of years. And I have some problems after lunch. And I go to the to find a bathroom. And it's a very big lot. And I don't make it to the bathroom in my uniform that is owned by Paramount. So I have to...
Both stories about uniforms off the bat.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
So mm-hmm. I have to go find... So I have, like, I have like poop on my legs.
Oh, no.
And I'm wearing
a
skirt.
Just, it's just a...
It's just a skirt and then the Spanx.
The little panty thing.
So you let... It, you couldn't help yourself?
I could not make
it. You didn't
it.
Even make it to
I
the bathroom.
I could not make it okay. to the bathroom in time. So I have to walk through the lot at Paramount with poop all over me to tell them I need to go home because I'm not doing well. I get to them, to the wardrobe, and they say, you can't go home because you're in the scene before. So we can't reshoot the scene before with you not in it. So you have to stay. You can shower in one of the celebrities' showers because they have trailers. You can shower in their shower. We'll ask them for you if that's
what
okay.
celebrity.
It was Corey Monteith. And
that means nothing to me.
I have no idea.
Actually, ended up passing
that could be
away.
The lie for all
yeah, I was going to say, isn't he no longer?
He passed away, yeah of a drug overdose. Yeah. So
and trauma news, yeah. from a girl covered in shit, right?
Yeah. So they send me to go shower in his shower at his in his little trailer, and he was in there. In his trailer, and they knocked on the door, like, hey, we got Edie. Do you mind if she comes in and showers? And I had to shower with him in the next room.
Shower the shit off?
Yeah. And they had to go buy me another uniform.
Production.
Yep.
Cost of doing business. Yeah.
But buy?
Yeah, because I had like one uniform I wore all the time. So they had to go like, they had other uniforms, but they had to go get it professionally sewn in.
Was this like a featured background role? Or
I was a cheerleader on the show for a couple of years.
So featured background probably, you okay. would call it a reoccurring background regular?
Yeah, or? I had lines and stuff.
Oh, you did
every
have lines.
Once in a while, yeah.
Okay.
I'd be like, yeah, let's sing about it.
And your character's name was a cheerleader?
You did?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, and what? They'd be like, hey, let's sing. And I'd be like, yeah.
Did you have to sing?
That
did you
counts.
Ever sing?
I think that counts.
Oh, it counts. Yeah, it definitely counts.
No, I never got to
sharp
sing.
Today.
No.
You know, looking at her credits when I was getting ready here, I just remember I glanced at her IMDb and like it said Apartment 9 that you're known for and something else. But it wasn't Glee.
No Glee on there, huh?
I don't remember Glee.
Mm. I don't know. I just can't imagine them not letting her go home if she's got poop running down her leg.
Yeah.
Right. You did research on us?
Well, you had to do the bios.
Yeah. Oh, she, we're trying to be professional.
Whoa.
She had to introduce you.
I didn't know you were going to go into my background.
Yeah.
They didn't go too far because she called you Guerra.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right, so this is my question. My question is, wouldn't they have like a wardrobe that they can pull from right then and there?
They did, but they had to get it sewed because it didn't fit. So they did have to pay for it to get tailored to me.
And like that in an time. Hour? In an
yeah.
hour?
Yeah, and that took time.
Mm. 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 And wouldn't there be a shower somewhere else on the Paramount lot other than the lead actor's trailer?
Yeah.
And the gym that they have.
Was it on the Paramount
anywhere?
Lot?
Yes, on the Paramount lot.
What are people saying online there, Austin?
Well, give me a second to look through here because they are definitely going back and forth. Jason Marino and Ken Lofgren seem to have differing views, perhaps. Nope, they're just excited that's his poop story. So nobody gets revved up for poop stories like Jason Marino.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I need to change my second story.
Yeah. You know what is weird to me is I've never heard someone preface a pooping on themselves story with, you know, I have bowel issues.
Well, yeah, that was all. That was puzzling. You
that
guys
was weird,
know that
right?
I have bowel issues.
No, but you guys bonded on that.
Yeah. I know, but no one, even though I have a stomach thing, but I wouldn't say bowel.
Well,
I got
if
more
I
bowels.
Said stomach, then I feel like you guys wouldn't have got that I, you know,
yeah,
had to poop.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Dirty Hippie's calling this one a lie already, so just mark it. He says this is a lie. Yeah, I'm reaching for that cookie. Or
yeah, the cookies
Christmas
are excellent. Yeah, all right, really Nick, let's go to your second story.
Oh, all right. So, along with being a professional trombonist for a few years, I wanted to be a battle rapper, right? So in my youth, I would write lyrics and I'd be like, yeah, oh, whatever, you know, try to...
Did you ever
raps.
Combine raps with your trombone playing?
No, you can't do that. I wish you could. I've thought of every way because I'm like, yeah, I'll take the trombone on stage and do
what's
it. Why
your,
not?
What was your favorite go-to rap song?
My favorite go-to rap song?
Uh-huh.
Just like in general?
Well, I know like when you do rap battles, you kind of make up your own stuff on the fly, right?
Yeah.
Did you have one that you would listen to over and over to inspire you?
No, not really. You know, around the time I was probably into Biggie and Snoop Dogg and things like that, right? So,
but you don't have a favorite rap song?
I mean, that's so hard to like figure
name
out.
One rap song.
Name one rap
name
song.
One.
What's My Name by Snoop Dogg was probably my favorite.
Okay,
at that
time. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg, yeah, right.
Really, a new battler though with that?
No, you don't.
No.
But I don't
no,
think
I don't.
You understand how rap battling.
I understand how to rap battles, but I'm just saying. Like,
you don't choose the beat.
No,
they
I
just
know.
Turn
yeah.
one
the
on.
The beat chooses you.
Yeah, the beat chooses you.
I understand.
Felicia, it's like stripping. It's like stripping, but with words.
Yeah.
No words. I understand the concept.
No, I think strippers pick their song. You can pick your song as a stripper.
Yeah.
You can't pick your song as a battle rapper. You
yeah,
can't be like, you know, I don't like this beat. They're like, sorry.
You
want
to know something
one.
That genuinely just happened to me?
What?
So next door, we have this place that has renters in and out. And this guy, this new guy's there, and he was getting in a fight with his girlfriend, and they were throwing each other against the wall. It sounded like they was getting bad, so I called the cops, right?
Yeah.
Well, finally, the girl leaves. And she's crying and all this mess. As soon as she leaves, this guy starts rapping about it.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
You just hear like, gotta get out. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's how rappers handle problems.
I was like, yeah, let's rap about it.
Yeah. I rap when I'm stuck in traffic. I'm like, you gotta get out of my lane. Get away. Everybody knows that you're not making my day. You know, stuff like that, right? It's not the greatest rap ever. Obviously. I didn't say I was a pro.
Okay.
And this is hometown McAllen, right?
Oh, okay.
So,
there you go. There you
yeah.
Okay.
So there's not a lot of like, there's not a rap scene down there anyway, you mm-hmm. know? So then I heard about this battle rap, like, oh, people are going to be battle rapping at Club X, right? So
in
I was like,
McAllen?
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, let's go. And I was prepared with my buddy Ricky, and we're in the parking lot just throwing flows. Oh, this is how I feel. I feel good, blah, 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 right? You know?
Throwing flows, are you?
Yeah, throwing flows, you know?
You want to explain that to me, Nick?
Well, you know, when you throw a flow, it's kind of like when girls sync up on their periods.
Right.
When you're flowing with some dude, it's like, oh, back
Wait,
and forth,
what?
Back and forth. What? We synced up on this line. Anyway.
okay.
So I enter the contest, right? I get on, and I think the coolest thing to wear is my Letterman jacket.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because it represents my city, right? So I'm wearing my band Letterman jacket. And I'm like, yo, this is stolen property, right?
I play the trombone in band.
Oh, crazy. Okay. I get up there and, you know, the line that I won the first battle with the line, I'm about to hit you with this mad ridiculous flow and leave you giggling ticklish like Elmo, right? And that was enough to be like, oh, my God, yeah. You know, they went nuts. They loved that it actually rhymed. I didn't win because the guy that battled me finally saw that I had a stupid Letterman jacket on, and he ripped me apart about that. Like, oh, look at him. He's gay. That's it. That was pretty much his big line, right? And he won.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, that sucked. You know, and that was the end of my rap career.
You know what? If this story's true, that means the jacket story's got to be true because he threw that in there like, oh, I'm wearing stolen property. Vis-a-vis, the first story's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I wanted to be a rapper really bad.
There's some truth in this.
I think you're a very imaginative writer.
I'd be like,
I mean,
yo, ladies, you're talking to a Latin lover. Let me up under them satin covers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I would rap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I said a line that is very not PC.
What? I'm not going to say it on here. I want a Disney career later on.
Everything you say rhymes. That was great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and these two stories are both not true. One is certainly a lie, and one is certainly the truth, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Richard. Okay.
Jason Marino says that you messed up and lied on both stories.
Yeah?
I don't know if he knows you or has some inside information.
I don't know who that is. Mm. No.
He's a long-time
I don't have
player,
friends that would be... They have kids. They're not live streaming. they're selling real estate. They're not watching me.
All right. All right, your turn.
All right. I dated a guy, and we went to a party, and he thought I was talking to another guy, and he got very jealous and left me at this party. And he had my phone and my keys in his car. And so I'm stranded at this party, and I was telling jokes by the pool, and I'd first just started doing comedy, so still, like, writing, like, jokes about, like, race and pretty bad jokes. And I'm telling these jokes, telling people that I'm a comic, and I have a joke about how my sister's gay. And
now, are you doing it like at a pool party
and
a stage?
Around the hot tub?
Around the hot tub. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
are you in the hot tub or are your feet are in the
feet,
hot tub?
Hot tub.
Okay.
Yeah. And so
bikini.
No one's really even laughing at the jokes, right?
Did they expect it?
I don't even remember.
You just all of a sudden start doing stand-up.
It was offensive, okay? I remember it was offensive. And this lady comes out who I guess owns the house, and she's like, you got to leave right now. I love gay people, and you can't talk shit about gay people. And I was like, I'm sorry. I was telling a joke. I do stand-up. And she goes, oh, you're stand-up. Well, then you're fine. And I was like... I was like, what? And she goes, don't tell anyone this, but I'm like best friends with Dane Cook. And I was like, oh. And she goes, so you're fine. You could stay. And I was like, all right. But I still wanted, I've been wanting to leave for over 2 hours, I feel like, but I just couldn't find a ride home. So then the party's pretty much over. And someone I had been talking to at the hot tub, this guy named Ben, he's like, I can give you a ride home. But I just met him, but I didn't really have another option. So I was like, yeah, take me home. And so he took me to my house, and I thought my roommate would be home. She was not. So I could not get inside my house. So he goes, you can just stay the night on my couch if you want. And it was either I stay in front of my house and wait for whenever my roommate gets home, or I just go with this guy. So I decided to go with him.
Where did you live?
West Hollywood.
Where in West Hollywood?
Fountain.
Fountain
and La Brea. And so
no, because it would, I think, depend on what part of town you lived in too.
He also lived in West Hollywood. So he takes me to his house, and it's a big house near, like, on the border of Beverly Hills and West Hollywood. Big house. And I'm like, what do? You have such a big house. And he's like, oh, I just like invest in different stuff, a lot of different things. And I was like, oh, okay. So we go in, and he wasn't creepy to me at all, but he did want me to hear him sing, which I thought was weird. He sang Pocahontas songs. And then he went to bed, and the next day when I woke up, you know, I have problems with my bowels. I had to go to the bathroom.
The bowels.
They both are tying their stories together.
This is a work. They worked on this on the way
here. I had to go to
here.
The bathroom, so I'm looking for the bathroom. And I open this door that kind of looks like a bathroom door. And I walk in, and what is in the room is Boy Meets World memorabilia. A room full of, like, with a, like, Boy Meets World stuff everywhere. But it's packed, like, weird stuff, too. Like, wigs from the cast and things like that. Like, this guy's obsessed with Boy Meets World. Hair from people and stuff, like, weird stuff.
Topanga.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Topanga hair if you're going to have like stuff. A shrine like to Boy Meets World.
Things he had, yeah, like shrinage, like weird stuff. And so I walk in and I'm like, oh, this isn't the bathroom. And so I start to walk out and he was standing right behind me. And he goes, did you find what you were looking for? And I was like, I didn't see anything, right? And so he was kind of like weirded out that I was going through his house. I was like, I'm sorry, I was just looking for the bathroom. But he was like, felt weird because I saw the shrine. And so he took me back to my house. It was, and my roommate was home. And I was telling my friend the story, and she was like, what's the guy's name? And I was like, it was Ben. And she was like, are you sure it's not Ben Savage, the guy from Boy Meets World? And I was like, no, it did not look like him at all. And then I looked it up, and it was him. But he doesn't look the same at all. He got like a nose job or something, and he looks way different.
Well, he grew up.
Yeah, I guess, or something up, like yeah. that. But yeah.
That would make more sense for the shrine.
Yeah, it would.
He didn't so it say wasn't a shrine. Was it was just show? A room full of shit.
It was just a room full of stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That he sells on full eBay of people's after he hair.
Very nice and saved my life that day. Oh, yeah, probably.
Full of people's hair. Ben Savage.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Yeah, it was like weird hair stuff.
Collected from the set of Boy Meets
World. But like wigs.
Oh, just wigs. It wasn't like cuttings of hair.
What kind
of
wigs?
Kind of like some kind of weird hair bags and stuff like that.
What
kind of
wigs, though?
Just like... wigs. Yeah, like, I mean, they might not have wigs. Even been
well,
from
I was
the
kind of an avid watcher honestly, of Boy Meets World, and I don't ever remember them.
They might not even been from the show. It might just be where he keeps his wigs.
Might be.
Yo, yeah. I don't even know a I good answer for that, Austin. What's a good answer for that? What kind
black
of wigs?
Well, I know, like, their hairstyle.
Are you talking brands?
Do you,
or
no,
what?
No, do was, you recall Ben Savage's hairstyle in that Feeny's. Show? Do you know what it looked like?
What?
Like, it was like a curly... Oh, I love that you're wearing your glasses. It was yeah, like, it was like a curly really well. Little fro thing.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
She would be like,
hey,
well,
how hard
is
it to not
fro
say Jufro just now?
Hey,
you,
shut up.
You almost
curly
said
fro
it. Move
thing.
On. Sorry.
Wow. That's a crazy story. That's a crazy... I had a point I wanted to make about it when you were telling the story.
But you shouldn't have had that second sip of Whistle Pig, so here we are.
No, a sip. A sip. I didn't guzzle it, a sip. But I just... Oh,
I guzzled it.
This is a question for everyone at the table. When does West Hollywood cease to exist going east? Fountain and La Brea? Is that the cutoff of West Hollywood?
Highland, I thought.
I don't know. I don't know.
Could I have no idea?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Can I go use the restroom real quick?
Oh my yes. God. You got bowel issues?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's continue.
Okay. All right. Well, what do people online say?
Well, Jason Marino says creepy.
All right.
And he also gave some background on his comment about Nick's stories, how he said they were both lies. He just thought they both sounded unrealistic, that both of them seemed so, you know, like kind of had like a little bow with the Letterman jacket thing on the second one. And so maybe it was just not both a lie, but one is like too clean of a story to possibly be true.
Right. So. That's true. What do you think, Jessica?
I think the second one is true. I know the way he set it up, if that one is true, then the first one would have to be true. Maybe, but actually he could have stole the Letterman jacket, I'm thinking, from somebody else.
Yeah, you just reminded me, Ken Lofgren said that he thinks the lie is not that, I hope I'm not misquoting him, is that he has a Letterman jacket, but not for band. He got one for football or for something else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that theory's been dismantled.
He said he was a little man. And
maybe for gymnastics or something.
Oh, he's out of the room.
Oh, how dare you treat your boyfriend like that. When he's not in the room.
I've never seen this man before in my life.
She did call him babe on the podcast. You can
I heard that. Yeah.
You know what's funny? On our podcast, people always ask that. They're like, are you guys together?
I thought
like,
you were.
People always be like, no one knows.
I think it's because you guys really match together. You guys are both very
wait, so are you together?
Attractive.
You'll never know.
Yeah.
Wow, good answer.
If you guys are together right this whole time, you've been going ham on people and we bring
we
up that
you're
together.
We could have been married for the last 3 years.
So, I don't know. Somebody thought Nick was gay. Let me see if I can find that comment.
No, that was me. I hope he's gay.
Oh, no.
Oh, Nick, we're so sorry.
Guess who's back?
No, hold on. For the record here, Nick is, before he puts his headphones on, like he's funny as shit. He's really funny. I'm like a fan of his Instagram. Yeah.
You know he can't hear you at all right now.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it right now.
No, you're funny.
Michael was just saying that how funny you were, and I just wanted to add on to you're really fucking funny.
Oh, yeah,
joke
so
writing
good,
ability
dude.
Is amazing. Sometimes.
Well, Ken Lofgren was the one that was asking, "Are you sure it was trombone and not this skin flute?" So maybe he
thought.
Whoa! Wow, dude!
Whoa, sorry.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. Yeah. Ken Lofgren, don't blame me. I'm just a messenger here.
Why
sorry.
Why do they automatically go that way?
Because it's fun.
This motherfucker acts like he hasn't danced to one Mighty Mighty Boss Tone song. Like, what's wrong with you? You don't like trombones, motherfucker? Is that it,
Nick? I hate to tell you, but you should have heard what your girlfriend had to say about
oh
you.
Oh my god,
gone.
Dude!
Yeah,
we'll send you the clip whenever we get out of here.
Okay, all right, let's do a quick
my
recap.
My girlfriend.
Real quick, Jason Marino is going ahead and voting that both stories are true, or that both first story is true. And that the Letterman jacket belongs to your mom. It's not actually yours, and that's the lie in the story. So,
wow, that's
pretty rude. But
oh, so we're trying to figure it out. Yeah, why would my mom want that fucking thing?
Why is it?
When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
Nick's first story, old white men bother him, and he was a big tromboner back in his day where his school band played drum, triangle, and trombones, and he was in the varsity band, which I've never heard of, but because of that, they gave him a Letterman jacket and didn't charge him anything, and some old white bastard bullied him into not wearing it anymore, and he went and cried to his parents about it, and then somehow that kept him from applying to colleges. Well, which is a good excuse for not going to college, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Story two, he was a freelance rap battler in McAllen, Texas, who was really into Snoop Dogg and throwing flows in his stolen Letterman jacket, and he lost as a result of wearing that jacket and never went back to rapping.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, you guys keep saying you never heard of this varsity band, like different levels
it's a
of
top band.
I heard
it. Yeah, you know, everybody keeps saying they never. Yeah, Austin.
It's also honor
you think
band.
You think the freshmen, like, or like, do you think?
No, but
the,
I've never heard it called like varsity band.
No,
I've heard,
I
like,
forgot
the
name. Of letter in band, just like you can letter in. Yeah.
My school they had varsity band.
They have to do that for all the like.
I graduated 2000, man. It's been 19 years. I don't remember the exact terms. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, now you're making me think that's a lie now. That is, I don't like it.
I have a varsity letter for band as well.
Huh?
I have a varsity letter for band as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I know
some.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
For what instrument?
You get 4 years.
If you say skin flute, I'll come over there and give you a hug.
I was on the flag team, which is technically part of the band. Okay.
You lettered on flag team?
Yeah, it's more popular than cheerleaders, so.
Wow, yeah. God hates flags.
Are you serious?
No, it's not. It was like me and four gay dudes. It was like flag team. Because they didn't allow guys on the cheer team yet. So.
That was very funny, Michael. Well, I am going to say that, that what I think is tripping up everybody over that story is not the varsity, because there was varsity band in the high school that I went to, but the jacket part.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we had to buy our jackets. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe that in South Texas that they would give Letterman jackets for free, specifically in South Texas, because any extra money laying left around is going to go to the football team, not fucking band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know, that's what I say.
Well, technically, they did charge him just on his account.
Yeah, but if he didn't get his varsity letter... Then,
on his account, that would have been free. The school's not charging him. They're not making up the Letterman jackets. It's a different company that they solicit out to that makes the jackets. So, they are the ones that you pay. You don't pay
Justin.
School.
Good
Justin,
point.
That's who I paid.
That's
good. Yeah, good point, Austin. Good point, Austin. All right, let's take a vote then. What do you think, Michael?
Oh, I believe both stories, man. What am I supposed to do?
Pick one.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you watch the way he is on stage and shit, the battle rap thing makes total sense. I'm also embarrassingly into battle rap myself. And everything he said about just the way
that... Can you do a quick flow for us?
I was going to ask if you guys would battle each other right now.
Yes.
Quick battle.
Wait, yo, what up? I'm going to take your night glasses and I'm going to fart on them with my asses.
I didn't mean to get myself into this.
Your turn, Michael.
You're up there, transgender.
I'm probably going to fist you. I'm probably going to kiss you. And I'm probably going to take you out to date and then... And then I'll hit you.
Yo, I really like that. Let's go on a date. You and me, man.
Wow, don't be late.
Don't be
both
late.
Suck.
Wow. That is some equal suckage right there.
Any little bit of ethnic card that Nick had, he just lost it. He just absolutely gave it up.
Yeah.
Yo, I didn't mean to make us both bomb.
Yo,
rapping.
Look, man, it's been 2000. It's been 19 years since I freestyled.
I can't hear any of that.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
I didn't know it did that.
All right.
Okay, so what do you think?
She might break up with you.
I believe the second story.
So you think that's
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, he just proved he's a battle rapper. What do you guys not believe now?
No.
I agree with you. I think the second story is true.
Yeah.
No. What do you think?
I think the first story is true.
You think the first story is true?
Yeah. I think the first story is true.
What about you, Jessica? Look at her. She's all suspicious.
I was leaning toward battle rap.
Until that? What if I was like, I'm the guy that won the battle?
Come on, Jessica Wellington, you're not feeling me, man?
I feel like there were no winners in this battle at all.
Yeah, they were great rappers.
That seems like something you'd be into for sure.
Yeah.
It really does. But then again, I could see you playing trombone for years.
It's like the worst insult, random what? Insult. I could see you playing trombone.
Yeah, take it easy, finger book.
I played trombone. Wait a minute. So, I played trombone.
You played trombone?
I did.
At what age? Sixth grade?
And then I gave it up?
The band director hated me because...
we could have a band.
I would always add extra notes to the end of the song so that everybody knew that I was playing.
How big of a city is Galveston?
Galveston's probably pretty huge. McAllen, though.
He's from McAllen.
Galveston's kind of on the other side, I think.
I mean, I don't know how big McAllen is. We have three high schools. I don't know.
Three?
If that,
that's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, so, and we were the main high school.
That's not
wow.
Big.
So there's three high schools in McAllen.
Okay, I'm going to say the band is true.
Wow.
So you and Edie are on the same page.
Band of Brothers. Yeah. Band of Brothers.
Y'all both think the first story is true. Everybody else, including me, going is first story is a lie. It looks like online going the same way.
All right. Nick, which story is the lie?
The second one.
Fuck! Oh!
It is.
Wow.
It's probably 15% true.
15?
I did want to be a battle rapper.
There we go.
There was a battle rap I did at an ice skating rink. I lost. I did wear my Letterman jacket. The Club X one, where the main one, me and my friend prepared so much in the parking lot that we missed the whole contest.
Hilarious.
See, my vis-a-vis.
What was that creepy?
My vis-a-vis was right.
We were killing it in the parking lot. And then we were like, oh, and they were like, it's done. The rap battle's done. I was like, oh, okay.
You lost your shot. You had
lost
one
my shot.
Shot.
Wow. Yep. Mom, spaghetti. And I lost the skating rink battle to a girl who just shouted out a bunch of gang names because she was in a gang.
Well, did it rhyme?
I would have given it to
her. I think so.
Well, at least there's that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to Edie's stories.
All right. Her first story. Now, this must have happened 10 years ago, but as we all know, she has bowel issues. So one day at Paramount Studios, she's dressed up as a cheerleader for Glee when suddenly she blows out her Spanx and has poop running down her leg. But the production wouldn't let her leave and go home, so she has to shower in the lead actor's trailer. But he's totally fine with it. So story two, she dated a guy who thought she was talking to another guy. So he stranded her at this party and absconded with her keys and other assets. So she starts doing stand-up at the hot tub, but pisses off Dane Cook's friend. And she ends up letting Edie slide because she's a comedian. So this one guy volunteers to take her home, but unfortunately her roommate wasn't home. So when she got there, she didn't have any keys to get
really
in.
Took down the details on this one.
This strange guy sang her Pocahontas songs back at his place where she went and stayed. And as we all know, she has bowel issues. So she had to poop and goes hunting for a bathroom, but only finds a shrine to Boy Meets World. And it upsets the guy who turns out to be Ben Savage.
Can you sing a note?
Any note?
I'll sing something.
What was that?
It was better than your rap.
Yeah, battler, Nick.
Whoa. Okay, yo, Edie Gibson, what are you playing? I don't know.
You suck at rap. That's all I'm saying.
Ah.
Who books that hot tub, by the way?
Isn't that Natasha Leggero?
Yeah, I'm trying to get on the road, actually.
You have to know Dane Cook.
It's a tricky one. I think to pick this one is, even though I was wrong on Nick's, I think to me this one is harder to make the call. What do you think, Jessica? I mean,
I don't think she was on Glee.
Because you went and looked at her credits.
I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah.
That's why Austin was being like that.
But I didn't open it up, but you think Glee would be number one.
Yeah.
Austin, I thought you were just being a dick earlier.
No, I am, yeah.
I agree, because when she was doing when she was telling me the credits of you before you guys got here, and I was like, she works for pharmaceutical companies. Why don't you just say she does corporate comedy? Like, why would you specifically say pharmaceutical?
I just thought it was funny.
But I know she would have said Glee if she would have seen that first off. I think that would be a credit. I think you're right, Jessica. So I'm going to go with Jessica on this one.
You also think the first story is a lie?
I think the first story is
true. I could totally see Edie doing stand up around a hot tub.
I didn't even
think you think the first one's a lie. You think the
first one's true? That's the Glee story is the first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Then my apologies. Yeah, then I think that the first story was her pooping her pants.
Yeah,
when she worked for Glee.
Yeah, no. That's what I did. Is just think of that as the crux of the story.
Sorry. Yeah.
I didn't even consider that she just wasn't even on Glee.
I think she might have pooped herself as an extra on a show somewhere, but probably not. That's as a funny way regular to look background. At it. On Glee.
Yeah, it does kind of bother me that they wouldn't have bought a different if this is a high school show, they would have had those uniforms laying around like crazy.
And I've seen
and to send something out that quick to get it back like an hour later, they would have just taped you in or
they can sew there.
Yeah.
And Jessica, in all the background you've done too, you've never seen like somebody have an emergency and be like, I need to go home, you know?
Well, I wouldn't call that background if she's got lines. She's like a regular.
She said her lines were like, yeah, let's sing, like, which leads me to believe that she definitely never had any lines, but.
Whoa.
That's what I'm
saying.
When
somebody in a Batman movie goes, Batman, you don't think he gets paid?
Yeah. I agree that he does. I'm just saying she didn't have an exact reference.
Batman. There's actually a guy, Batman, yay!
I was just talking about that the other day when Batman bursts through the top of the wall and the guy goes, Batman!
Just in case nobody knew.
You she guys all know what I'm talking about.
She didn't have a direct reference to a line that she worked. And if you worked on shows as big as Glee, I think you would remember one thing you said other than, yeah, let's sing or whatever she said.
Fuck, Austin, I think you're screwed in on this one.
Yeah, I'm sad. I think that's a lie.
All right, so the first story is a lie.
Yeah.
What do people online say?
What about Michael?
Story is a lie.
Ken thinks that the second story is a lie based on your reaction during the recap. So I didn't see it because I was looking at my computer. But and then, let's see.
A bunch of forensic psychologists in this
video. Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus. Ken Lofgren is now switching his vote based on the discussion after the recap.
So. That's my man, K-Rock. Always switching.
Yeah, very, very on brand for
Ken
Lofgren.
That's not a good sign, though.
Yeah. Huh.
Miss Patty Pooh says, I can't tell when she's lying.
Yeah, she's
that's my mom.
Oh, hey, Miss Patty.
Is that really?
Yes, hey, that's my mom. That's when she said that. Girl. She thinks she's so funny.
Dude, she is funny.
She's hilarious.
And I'm.
She.
In fact, Miss Patty Pooh, do you have Friday available? We got to open a slot on the calendar.
Mom, do you want to come down here?
All right. So I guess I'll stick with the first story being a lie. You're going to stick with that, Jessica?
Yep.
What about you, Nick?
I think the first story is a lie.
So literally everybody thinks the first story is a lie.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's right.
But
I thought I would get you guys because I know you guys know I have problems with my bowels.
I will say this.
Okay, so you still poop.
I thought that would throw you guys off.
She was on Glee, guys.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, really?
Gifts
really?
Yeah. Of her.
So Austin was.
This was like 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Were you a cheerleader?
Yeah.
And did you ever have any lines?
I only had like, yeah, okay, that kind of thing. I was the prom queen in one of the episodes.
Oh, look at that. You were like, suck it, bitches.
Yeah.
Her mom's on the fucking playing along, Michael.
All right. No. Sorry. Hey, yo, shout out, Mom. Big shout out.
She just confirmed for Friday. Miss Patty Pooh, we'll see you in the studio Friday.
There you go. Big shout out.
Wow. Okay. Well, wow. Those are really too good.
So you really did the thing with Ben Savage.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You were in his house and you saw the shrine and stuff.
Yeah. And then we ended up being friends, but then he has this thing about like never like he doesn't like people to be fans of the show or something or like I don't know what it was, but I never watched the show. So that was not a thing with me, and he always really liked that because he's like, I know you don't care about the show, you know. And then my friend was a really big fan of the show, and she would always be like, are you gonna go hang out with Corey? Are you gonna hang out with Corey? And so one time he was talking to me and I go, hey Corey, and he was like, what'd you just say? And I was like, oh, sorry. And then we never talked again after that.
Oh,
because I think he thought that I lied about not watching the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he was like, why'd you call me that? And I was like, because my...
When I went to Eliza's wedding, Blossom was there. She didn't sit me at the same table.
Like the Powerpuff Girl?
Blossom! Who's the hat!
My
is it from Boy Meets World?
I forget her
no.
name.
No,
no, no.
I love
no,
that Jessica's
Blossom.
Telling you a story and oh, that Blossom. You're too young to understand that.
Dr. John does a theme song for Blossom. Yeah.
Blossom.
That's the only way I even know Blossom is.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Blossom?
It's the 1990s sitcom about
she's
little
on 15. Big Bang Theory.
Her best friend.
How old are you?
35.
How
okay,
old are you?
I'm 30.
You are?
Her best friend be 31, six so. Was... going through a lot of problems. Yeah.
You know what?
And they named her Six because it took
I
a
only
six
watched
pack
cartoons
to
when
ever.
I was a kid. I didn't watch real TV until I was like 19.
Yeah,
oh,
that,
really?
Well, that
yeah,
was
only
the joke
cartoons.
In the show.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to start calling Jessica Six.
Well, you guys told great stories. Where can people follow you?
You can find me at Nick Comic. Also, you can listen to my hit podcast, True Scary Stories with Edie. I am the host.
Are you about to say your hit mixtape?
And my hit mixtape that I've been meaning to drop. I got one song out on YouTube somewhere. I think that's hidden.
Somebody
really?
Please find that and tweet it to
but
us.
We made it as it was me and three other comics. So it was already in a comedy joke.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
right.
Dance Like You Driving Over Railroad Tracks.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
Dance
I'm
Like
in.
You Driving Over Railroad Tracks.
I'll know the whole thing by the end of the day. I really will.
All right. I so love that we got to unpack Nick a little bit too. Today.
Oh, I'll unpack
yeah,
him, baby.
Yeah.
He's so happy to be unpacked. You look at his look. Like, yeah!
Because you were so like at the Portland Comedy Festival, not as accessible, you know?
Well, there was too much going on.
Yeah.
We
there's
also
way
boozed.
Too many comics. Huh?
We got drunk on the podcast, too.
Yeah, and I just feel weird. Oh, yeah, too. But I also feel weird being around a lot of comics at different levels because I feel like, I don't know, I can't relate to too many of them.
Yeah.
And then the ones, you know, like whether it's Tom Rhodes or whoever just entered
right.
comedy, I just
right.
feel weird. Like, I don't know where I'm at
yeah.
in this world.
Yeah. No, it was yeah. cool that you came on the podcast and we got to see you do your thing and do your flows.
Yeah.
And where can people find you, Edie?
Not on Twitter, but I'm on Instagram at Edie Gibson Comedy. And everything. And then we have the Facebook group for True Scary Stories if anyone wants to submit a true scary story.
Yeah. So basically, you guys know the podcast. We read stories of the paranormal. Or
We're experts.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we
or,
are.
Or
we're detectives.
You guys should investigate this very
experts.
Studio because this studio is haunted as can be, and
no,
these two don't
not.
Believe it. I've showed them an orb, Edie, that literally flies around Robert Kelly's head like an angel or something.
A speck of dust.
Don't have wings.
Todd
okay.
thinks it looked like a ghost. Todd doesn't believe in ghosts. He says it looked like a ghost.
It was a speck of dust. Please, Todd. Please.
A speck of ghost dust.
Anyway, so Michael, where can people follow you, and what do you got shaking that you would like to share?
Oh, check me out at High Five Michael on Instagram. I'm all around town all the time in LA, and I put my dates up there. And come to the live show on the 26th in the Belly Room. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. What about you, Austin?
I'm at the Austin Walker on everything. I'm heading to Florida tomorrow, so catch me on the Mike Calta show Friday, and I will literally be rolling up just in time for the show. If I leave tomorrow, I should make the show by 7 or 8 a.m., so look for me there. And look for us December 26th and 27th. We're here in the Belly Room the 26th at the Comedy Store, and we're at the Ice House, right, the 27th. Mm-hmm. And then also a little special, like, end-of-the-year Christmas gift for all you listeners. We're going to be releasing 2 episodes a week from now until, like, January 10th, I think.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So look for that on wherever you get your podcast streaming needs.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, even though that we stream live here at the Comedy Store's YouTube on Mondays at 4:30-ish and Fridays at 8:30-ish, that we do have our own YouTube page, The Liars Club, and why don't you come over there and subscribe there? That's where we will be releasing the episodes. Also, they will be out on Spotify and, you know, wherever you find your podcast needs. You can follow me at Felicia Michaels.
I'm at Jess Wellington, too.
What?
This episode is really taking a lot of energy out of me. It was great. It was too festive, I think.
Too festive?
Oh, my
There's
God.
No such
You're
don't
like
you
one of those.
Dare.
I know.
How dare
this,
you?
I think podcast. She's trying to get my Adderall.
We felt it.
And it ain't going to happen, sister.
Yeah.
This
no,
podcast is getting released on Christmas
yeah,
Eve.
No, it was great. I love it. It looks beautiful. I'm just really tired now.
Yeah. You're like one of those people that I bet when you were a kid, you opened all your presents and at the end you cried because you're like, I'm too tired to open up this wrap pencil. Now, like one of those people.
Now she's grumpy Aunt Jessica that sits at the table and makes commentary. But everybody else and all the little shit kids.
Three new pairs of JNCOs.
Where do we rank on your guests. Did
what
we
do
you good?
What?
Well, I would say you're good.
No, this was a lot of fun.
Obviously going to be nice to us. We're here.
I know, Edie was a great guest, but one of the worst statistically ever because everybody guessed her.
Oh, that's
her lie, to be true. So not as
but who else's
bad,
mom tuned in? What other that ever happened?
Actually, well, only one true. Time it was either Matt Devlin
it
or
was Jason Tebow.
Jason Tebow. That's who it was. Jason Tebow's mom.
I've always loved Edie over you, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean over. When yes, we did. Did we do good?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
There was a rap battle. Did we do good?
You know, you're one of the few. Everyone on the podcast is like, why is it called True Scary Stories with Edie? Why isn't there more Nick? Sometimes when people try to apply to the group, they'll be like, I want to come share stories with Nick.
people said mean things. One person once on a YouTube video, God knows where, somewhere in the deep pile of episodes that we had, said, well, we don't like Jessica's laugh. And now Jessica's always like, turn down the laugh. Turn down my laugh.
It's not
your
just
laugh
one
is
person.
The best. Your laugh is the best.
Every
part.
Bobby Lee fan hates my laugh.
Aww.
And that's fine.
He doesn't laugh a lot, though, so they don't have, a basis of comparison. Jason Marino says, I think the sugar cookies are kicking in. So.
Yeah, maybe that's what's going on. Jessica, yeah. Where can people follow
you? At Jess Wellington, too. And you have been lied to. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas to all.
God blesses everyone.
So fun.
Jesus is a raisin for the sleep.
Anybody else want to shout again?
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe me. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.